Imagine this. In 1750, the average person consumed just 1 teaspoon of sugar daily. Today, we're consuming 45 teaspoons, a staggering 4,500% increase. This isn't just about cavities or childhood obesity. According to Dr. Michael Gorin's groundbreaking research, sugar, particularly hidden fructose, is silently damaging children's developing organs and brains in ways we're only beginning to understand. The situation has become so alarming that pediatricians are calling Sugar Proof the most important nutrition book of our generation. What makes today's situation uniquely dangerous is the perfect storm children face: their natural preference for sweetness, an evolutionary trait that helped our ancestors seek calorie-dense foods, our sugar-saturated food environment, and the unique vulnerability of their developing bodies. With 70% of processed foods containing added sweeteners and $10 billion spent annually marketing mostly sugary foods to children, even the most vigilant parents struggle to navigate this challenging landscape. That natural agave syrup in your child's organic snack bar, it contains up to 90% fructose, far more than high fructose corn syrup. Those fruit juice sweetened cookies, they're loaded with apple juice concentrate that's 70% fructose, with none of the fiber that makes whole fruit healthy. While glucose can be used throughout the body for energy, fructose must be processed almost entirely by the liver, where it primarily converts to fat. This makes fructose particularly dangerous, contributing to fatty liver disease and elevated blood lipids even in young children. The food industry has masterfully disguised sugar under more than 200 different names on food labels, allowing manufacturers to use misleading claims like "no added sugar" while delivering high fructose loads with zero nutritional benefits. Even artificial sweeteners aren't the solution we hoped for. They activate sweet taste receptors throughout the body, triggering insulin production as if real sugar were present, causing blood sugar drops that increase hunger and potentially disrupt gut bacteria in ways similar to regular sugar. Your child's post-sugar hyperactivity, followed by a dramatic crash, is scientifically validated. Research shows high glycemic foods cause blood sugar spikes and drops that affect children's behavior. A USC study found children consuming more added sugar reported feeling more stressed, angry, anxious, and sad than peers who ate less. This creates a vicious cycle. Sugar disrupts sleep by causing energy spikes and reducing melatonin, leading to poor sleep and increased sugar cravings the next day. Most concerning is sugar's addictive nature. It stimulates the brain's reward center, releasing dopamine and natural opioids that create pleasure. This neurological response generates cravings, requiring increasingly larger doses for the same reward, a process especially powerful in children who naturally prefer sweetness. Research reveals lab rats prefer sugar over cocaine, with certain sweet foods activating addiction-related brain regions more strongly than morphine. Sugar literally shrinks the brain and impairs children's cognitive abilities, affecting concentration, memory, and impulse control. While the brain needs glucose, it functions best when it comes from complex carbohydrates that break down slowly. Dr. Scott Konosky's research at USC found adolescent rats given sugar solutions showed impaired spatial memory, with damage specifically to the hippocampus causing inflammation that persisted into adulthood even after sugar consumption stopped. This explains why studies show progressively worse academic performance as children's sugary beverage consumption increases. Sugar also undermines children's ability to delay gratification, a critical skill linked to higher SAT scores, educational achievement, and lower substance abuse rates in adulthood. The teenage brain is particularly vulnerable, with its developing prefrontal cortex and naturally increased dopamine activity, which sugar further stimulates, creating what researchers call a recipe for drama. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, not known 30 years ago, now affects 13% of all children and 38% of obese children. Fructose drives this disease by converting to fat through de novo lipogenesis. Fortunately, dietary changes work quickly. Boys who reduced sugar to 3% of daily calories saw liver fat decrease from 25% to 17% in just 8 days. While all children naturally become about 30% more insulin resistant during puberty, high sugar consumption during this period can trigger prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. Sugar also causes inflammatory conditions throughout the body. Children with ankle pain or breathing difficulties may be experiencing systemic inflammation from excess sugar. Research shows children consuming more than 5 sugary beverages weekly are 5 times more likely to develop asthma than those drinking less than 1 monthly. Even more concerning, heart disease begins in childhood. Children without clinical signs have been found with fatty streaks in their aortas after accidental deaths, with sugar consumption being a significant risk factor. The most effective strategy for reducing children's sugar consumption is eliminating sweet drinks, including fruit juice, which delivers fructose without fiber. For favorites, gradually dilute them until children develop a taste for less sweetness. Breakfast dramatically impacts children's mood and behavior. Toast with marmalade creates glucose spikes and crashes, while eggs provide steady energy. For cereals, monitor both sugar content and portion size, as children typically consume double the recommended serving. With 96% of children having at least one daily snack, offer nutritious options during genuine hunger moments rather than processed alternatives. Treats should be consumed as desserts after balanced meals rather than standalone snacks to minimize blood sugar impact. Research shows children raised with healthy food rules make better independent choices. Students with at least one home eating rule were almost twice as likely to choose healthier snacks. For many families, one treat per day works best, giving children control while establishing limits. The 7-Day No Added Sugar Challenge offers families a dietary reboot that identifies hidden sugars, resets taste preferences, and stabilizes mood and energy. Children typically become less stressed and anxious within 3 to 4 days, with studies showing improved metabolic markers in just 9 days. For a gentler approach, the 28-day challenge provides gradual sugar reduction. Success hinges on communication, helping children discover personal motivations for reducing sugar, whether for better-fitting clothes, improved focus, or clearer skin. Rather than emphasizing restrictions, provide healthy alternatives. Energy bites instead of cookies, sparkling water with lime instead of soda, or berries on low-sugar cereals. Simple environmental changes like moving sugar out of sight and keeping fruit visible significantly impact habits. Reducing sugar doesn't just prevent future disease, it immediately improves children's mood, focus, sleep, and energy. This isn't about perfection, but creating a sustainable relationship with sweetness that supports health. When children develop the ability to enjoy occasional treats without daily dependence, they gain a lifelong benefit. Change requires both individual choices and community action, supporting sugar taxes and demanding transparency from food manufacturers. By protecting children from sugar's hidden dangers, we empower the next generation to experience life with clear minds, strong bodies, and balanced emotions.